right, and Tavchavches, Siv Beis, Elo Yom Shuk Lom Rosh Chodashim Velo B'Zulasam. So he lists off the different possible days that Rosh Chodesh could fall out on. Nisan could fall out on Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, Thursday, and Shabbos, etc. So he lists off all the different possible days that Rosh Chodesh could fall out on. Siv Gimel, Simen L'Kviyas HaMoadim, B'Yom Rishon Shel Pesach Yeh La'Olam Tisha B'Av. The first day of Pesach is always the same day as Tisha B'Av. V'Siman Al Matzos Umarim Yochluhu. And we know that that's why we have, one of the reasons we have a minhag to eat an egg on the night of Pesach is to commemorate the fact, to point out the fact that Tisha B'Av, that's a morning food, and to point out that that day, that same day of the week, will be Tisha B'Av. Yom Sheni Bo Shavuos, Yom Shlishi Bo Rosh Hashanah. The second day is Shavuos, and the third day from that is Rosh Hashanah. Yom Revi Bo Kriyas Torah, the fourth day from that is Simchas Torah. Yom Chamishi Bo Tzom Kippur. Yom Shishi Bo Purim She'abar. So that's how you know which days the different Yom Tovim are going to fall out. Shiv Dalet. La'olam Korin Sabbas Aron Kodem Pesach B'Pshuta U'Metzor Me'uberes. You always lane the Parsha of Tzav before Pesach in a normal year and Metzor before Pesach in a leap year, except for one specific year where it falls out that Achremos is before Pesach. La'olam Korin Parshas B'Midbar Sinai Kodem Atzeres. B'Midbar is always read before Shavuos. Tisha B'Av Kodem Va'eschanan Atem Nitzavim Kodem Rosh Hashanah. So the reason for those is because we want to have the Tochacha read before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah. L'chein K'sher Rosh Hashanah B'yom Beis Gimel She'esh Tei Shabbosos Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Sukkis Tzrichim L'chag Mitzavim Va'yelech Kedei Sh'yikr Va'yelech Bein Rosh Hashanah Tzom Kippur Va'zino Bein Tzom Kippur L'Sukkis Aval K'sher Rosh Hashanah B'yom Hei Vav Az Ein B'Rosh Hashanah L'Sukkis Ela Shabbos Achas Shekorim Ba'hazinu Az Ayelchim Nitzavim Kodem Rosh Hashanah. So you always want to make sure, again, that Nitzavim is read before Rosh Hashanah, so sometimes you'll have to split up Nitzavim Va'yelech, and sometimes you won't. Siv Hei, Parshas Hazinu Mechalken Parshioseh Kederek Shai Mechalken Oso B'Mikdash. So they used to have a specific way of reading Parshas Hazinu in the Beis HaMikdash. Shai Yukorin Hashira Pam Achas L'Sheshe Simei HaShavua V'Simen Haziv Lach. So the Aliyahs are broken up. Hazinu, Zechor, Yakibehu, Vayar, Luchachmu, and Kiyasal Shemayim, Atzof Hashira. The way to remember how you split up the Aliyahs on Hazinu is with Haziv Lach. Vashi, Kor, Misof Hashira, Atzof Parsha. The Ramah says that Dafka B'Shabbos Machalkein Ara Parshios, Av Mincha B'Shabbos Hashem Nechamisha Ein Lachash. So if you look in the back of the Siddur, if you look in the back of the Siddur, it has Hazinu broken up, not Haziv Lach. The Aliyahs of Hazinu are actually read as they take the first aliyah of Hazinu and just split it up into three different parts, just like we do with every parsha. It's always the first aliyah, they split up into three different parts. So it's not in the order of Haziv Lach. So that's because, says the Ramah, it's only on Shabbos that we're careful to read the aliyahs of Haziv Lach split up that way. But by Mincha on Shabbos and Monday and Thursday, we shorten it so much that we don't split it up like we do on Shabbos, where you would read the first three aliyahs during the week. Rather, you split up Rishon. So that's the opinion of the Ramah. However, Shechter brings down the opinion of Rav Soloveitchik and Nevesh HaRav that he disagreed, and he said that you should actually read even during the week, and even on Shabbos Mincha, it should be read Haziv Lach, because he felt it was a Dindo Raisa that Parshas Hazinu needs to be read this way, because Parshas Hazinu is unique since it's a Shira, and it has the status of a Shira, and needs to be read as a Shira. And the way to read it as a Shira is the Aliyah is broken up that way. So that's why you'll find that in very few shuls, probably not too many shuls, but if you're paying attention at Hazinu, you'll be following along, and they'll get up to Havu Godel Elokeinu, and they won't stop, and you'll be ready to go, hey, how come you didn't stop? You went too far. So you'll know that they must be holding like Rav Soloveitchik, who says that the breakup of the Aliyahs on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha is the same as it is on Shabbos morning of Haziv Lach.